In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're in volume 16, 2, 8, 1924. Well, let's go back to that. This is the last couple paragraphs go. Louisa's the firstborn, has the third seal of our will, our divine will upon all human acts, the first, the second, Jesus and Mary. In order to draw this now with a third act, if you want to say this third life, the seal, is going to be a new beginning for humanity. Therefore, make your round, Louisa. And see, this is what Jesus is telling us. He wants us to pray the rounds. And if you are praying the rounds, there's books there. If you go to luisafigueretta.me, you could download one of the books. I love the Easter Pentecost, and I read those from Easter all the way to the Feast of Christ the King. It's heaven that's coming. But anyways, it says, make your rounds over all human acts, penetrate even to every heart, bring each heartbeat to my divine will. Therefore, what are you going to do? You're going to give every thought the kiss, every knowledge of my divine will. So what's happening is you're falling in love with this. Impress in each word, the omnipotent fiat, invade everything, overwhelm everyone. In the divine will, that why? So the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. Your Jesus shall not leave you alone in these rounds. I, God, shall assist you and guide you in everything. So that's what Jesus is doing with us. He's assisting us and guiding us. It's a new beginning that's coming. So volume 16, 2, 8, 1924. Louisa, my little daughter, my divine will, in my divine will, the little ones, that should be us. With Louisa, must be ahead of all. What does that mean? Leading the charge, if you want to say, even more inside my womb. So Jesus is saying, even more than that, I want you one with the Father, one with the Son, one with the Holy Spirit. Louisa, the one who must plead. Louisa, the one who must repair. Louisa, the one who must unify our divine will, not only with her own, but with all those little ones. That's us. Must be near us, Triune God, and so united with us, Triune God, as to receive all the reflections of the divinity in order to copy them within herself. So with Louisa, we know that this has happened, and now Jesus is offering this to us. So how do we know if we're living in the divine will, if we're peaceful, joyful, and happy? And God's going to test us. You know, he's going to put us in situations where either we trust in him or we are miserable. And he's saying, I want you to trust in me. So Louisa must have a thought that may be the thought of everyone, a word, a work, a step, a love that all may be all of all for all. So what is Louisa doing? He says, Louisa is the model that I'm going to use for all of humanity. So she must be the thought of everyone, the word of everyone, the work of everyone, the step of everyone, a love of everyone, that everyone and for everyone will be able to receive this gift of gifts. Now, if you want to be a Franciscan, you follow Francis. If you want to be a Benedictine, you follow Saint Benedict. If you want to be Dominican, you follow Saint Dominic. That's how it works. If you want to live in the divine will, it's one with Louisa. She possesses it. So he says this, everyone, and since our divine will envelops everyone, that may that thought of yours, Louisa, that in our will be the thought of everyone. So he's saying, let everyone begin to think the way I've breathed into you, Louisa. That act, that love, that shine in each thought, that word, the act of all human generations in the power of our divine will, that they may become the antidotes, the defenders, the lovers, the operators of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. If you knew with what love our Celestial Father awaits you, Louisa, and the joy, the contentment that the Father feels in seeing you, Louisa, see you're so little, bring the whole creation onto his lap to give the Father the requital of all of humanity. So the one who has done this, the human who has done this, is Louisa. Now, if you think about it, the human who caused the fall was Eve, and Adam went along with it. Now, Jesus says, the one who is bringing redemption is a woman, my mother. And now the one who is bringing sanctification is a woman, the mother of all the little children, all the divine will. And that's the thing that is why feminism has taken place at this time, to stop the woman from really being a woman. And if you really look around, it's the evil one is, he's trying to get his way. So if he says, the Father feels the glory, the joy, the amusements, the purpose of creation come back to him in you, Louisa. You're the firstborn. You're the newborn. This is why it is necessary that you, Louisa, come before all of humanity. And after you shall come forward, after you have come forward, see, we're waiting for this event. You have to understand, we're waiting. After you come forward, you shall make a turn in our divine will and shall go behind everyone. And you shall place them as though on your lap and shall bring them all back into our womb. So here, as Adam was supposed to do this, and Adam lost it. Now Louisa is given this, and Louisa is doing this. And the more that we understand Louisa, the happier we are. I mean, why? God feels the glory, the joy, the amusement, the purpose of creation coming back to him. And we are going to go back to the Father the way he originally planned, by one human born of original sin, who is has the true life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. See, this is so beautiful. This is why it is necessary that you become before all. After you have come forward, you shall make a turn in our divine will. You shall go behind everyone. So as a mother would guide her children, this is what Jesus said Louisa is going to do. You shall place them as though on your lap, as a mother would. You shall bring them all back into the womb, into the divine womb. And we, triune God, in seeing them covered with your acts done in our divine will, shall welcome them with more love, shall feel more disposed to bind our will with those children so that it may return back to its full dominion, God reigning on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, courage. See, these are the words of Pope Benedict. You must be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxious. Don't be negative. Don't doubt. Trust in God. Believe in God. What does Jesus say to St. Faustina? The final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. That's the beginning, to have full confidence in God. Therefore, just as everyone enjoys the sun, as they are inundated by its light because it was created by God for the good of all of humanity, in the same way, all will enjoy the use of the acts done by Louisa, little daughter of our divine will. And more than sun, dart over all of humanity, so that the sun of the eternal volition may rise again with that purpose for which all generations were created. Therefore, do not get lost in the crowd of your human miseries. Do not get lost in the crowd of your human miseries, of your human objection, of your human self-reflection. He says, don't do this. Don't be stuck where everybody is. Don't get lost in the crowd of your miseries. See, he's going to free us from worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. How? By us cooperating. How do you get rid of people, especially women, say to me, oh, you don't understand, Father. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about my grandchildren. I'm terrified. They're not. Yes, of course. This is where we are. But who is the Savior? Not you. Your worry just says to Jesus, I don't trust you. You're not a good God. So I'm going to burn a hole in my stomach worrying over this. I'm going to have a heart attack worrying about this. I'm going to have a stroke worrying about this because you, God, can't do a good job. Baloney. Jesus, I trust in you. when we say to Jesus, I give you my children, I give you my grandchildren, I give you humanity, I give you everything so you, Lord, can be the Lord, God goes, good. That's what I want. If you want to take charge of it, you can have three things: a hole in your stomach, a stroke, or a heart attack. Whatever you want, you can have. But if you want me to be the Lord, Jesus says, give it to me and I'll take care of it. Do we trust in him? Stop worrying, Jesus says. He says, the apostles, does worry add one moment to your life? He says, of course it does. And then he says, stop worrying. Whew, God is really, really trying to get us going. He says, therefore, do not get lost in the crowd of your miseries, your objection, your self-reflections, or think about your, just think only about your office as little one. Now, Father Bucci would always say to us, if you want to live in the divine will, you've got to be little, insignificant, and hidden. Little, insignificant, and hidden. It's not about us. It's about him. The kingdom is his. It's hers. It's our late Jesus and Mary's kingdom. And they've given this to the little newborn to direct us to this kingdom, living on earth as it is in heaven. Think only of your office. Being the little one of our divine will. So this is what God is asking of us. Be attentive on fulfilling your mission. Our mission is to be little, insignificant, and hidden. You see, it's not promoting the divine will. You got to read the book of heaven. You got to read the book. You don't do this. You read it. You study it. You put it into practice. As you live it, the world is changing. That's your mission. You live in it in a hidden, secret, invisible way, and God is going to do it. Volume 17, 122, 1925. Even though Jesus was in my interior, there was so much space within me as far away from Jesus, and he was far away from me. And then I don't know how, but the space shrunk, and it seemed to me that the space was the world, and Jesus was in the center of the world, and Jesus seemed to be concerned about the destiny of the world that runs recklessly along its ruin. Even more, Jesus took a point of that space and placed it upon me, Louisa, not us, Louisa. And Jesus said, in all goodness, did you not see that I, God, was inside of you, not outside of you, not only myself, but the whole world? So here's the firstborn living the life of sanctification. And I remember being at the investigation of Louisa, and the Archbishop said, we believe Louisa La Santa should be canonized. Louisa, Blessed Louisa, as Jesus called her, should be canonized. And when he said this, the whole church applauded, stood and applauded. Yes. Once you get to know Louisa, you're going to see the one that God really loved and how much she loved God and loved us to be go through her cross. Volume 17, 5, 4, 1925. Louisa, you, for the mission of my divine will, as the Holy Spirit shall display the Holy Spirit's love in you, Louisa. This is why when you see Louisa, always see the Holy Spirit. When you see Louisa, know this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to come upon the earth. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary is coming through this little newborn. This great second Pentecost that's coming is going to astonish the world. That when that event occurs, wait till you see what God's got planned. It's really astonishing. He teaches us what this is. He says, the destiny of the world, and it runs, he says, even more, Jesus took the point of that space and placed the destiny of the world upon Louisa. Again, you gotta understand, Jesus uses destiny very, very seldom in the writings. And every time he talks about the destiny, he talks about Louisa. And in all goodness, did you not see that I was inside of you, not outside of you? Not only myself, but the whole world. as God breathed into Adam to be the one to give this gift to all of the children, and he lost it, Jesus comes to restore humanity. Mary comes to restore humanity. And now they found the newborn, Louisa. And he says, through you, Louisa, the destiny of the world is going to live again, this abundant life that Adam lost. Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. You, Louisa, for the mission of my divine will, the Holy Spirit shall display his love in you, Louisa, manifesting to you, Louisa, the Holy Spirit's secrets, the Holy Spirit's prodigies of my divine will, the Holy Spirit's goods that the divine will contains in order to make happy those who shall give themselves to knowing, learning, studying, putting into practice, how much good the supreme will contains, to love it and to let it reign in their midst. You see, you when you read the divine will in the midst of your family, the Jesus is there, Mary is there, Louisa is there. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is beginning to be there. To let it reign in the midst of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, offering their souls. This is us now. To let the divine will dwell within our hearts. We're saying, Lord, I want what you gave to Louisa. That it may be able to form its life. This is the divine life of the Holy Spirit. The secrets, the prodigies, the goods, the happiness manifested to us, displaying his love in us as we read, study, and put into practice the truths. It doesn't happen, oh, I want it. Boom, you got it. You got to learn this. Like I said, I look at the Book of Heaven as I looked at the manual from the Boy Scouts. This is how you tie the knots. This is how you row a boat. This is how you tie it to the dock. This is the ropes. This is the knots that we need to learn. It was a learning situation. And when we read the divine will, Jesus is teaching us to form its life in them, and the bonds of inseparability from God shall be added between you, Mary, and the eternal word. Jesus, Mary, and now Louisa. I enclose in you, Louisa, my divine will, and with it, I enclose myself. What's the divine will? It's Jesus. I enclose in you the knowledges, the secrets, the light. See, what Our Lady knew about Jesus was silent. And then once Jesus was crucified, died, and rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, then Our Lady helped the apostles learn this. Now it's the same thing. What was Ben and Louisa has been silent for 75 years. Now it begins. I fill your soul up to the brim with the knowledge of secrets, the light of God. So much so that what you write is nothing other than the outpouring that you contain of my divine will. So what's coming out of Louisa is the understanding of the truth. That's why if you're ever sad, read the letters of Louisa. And even though now it serves you alone and a few glimmers of light to other souls, either the priests, I am content because being light, it shall make its way by itself more than a second sun. And that's the title that, St. Padre Pio said, Louisa is a second sun that will give light and life to everyone and everything. He says, the world of the church will focus on Louisa Picaretta in the third millennium. A second sun in order to illuminate the human generations to bring about the fulfillment of God's works, that our divine will be known, our divine will be loved, and our divine will reign as life within humanity. A new and divine way of holiness. This was the purpose of creation, and this was its beginning, and this shall be its means, and this shall be its end. God's going to have what he wanted from the beginning, now after 6,000 years. Therefore, be attentive. Now, when I read be attentive, again, be reading, studying. Be attentive, because this is about rescuing that eternal will with which so much love wants to dwell in humanity. The mission of my divine will was the purpose for creation of Adam. And I called you, Louisa. I entrusted to you, Louisa, my own mission, that you, Louisa, may place the one who drove me away, that's Adam's and Adam's family, back on the lap of my divine will, and everything may return back to God in my divine will, as God originally planned. You cannot believe what's coming. It's It's going to astonish the world. Everyone will be Catholic. Jesus says that in volume 24. There's not many religions. There's one religion. There's one faith. There's one church. And what's really beautiful is when everybody begins to understand what this gift of the divine will is, everyone is going to say, how do I become Catholic? How do I become live this life? And it's going to be said basically by Louisa, you got to be baptized first. Everyone will want to be baptized. That's entering into God's image. And the likeness is what we learn little by little as we put this into practice. Therefore, do not be surprised at the great and marvelous things I, God, may tell you for the sake of this mission or for the many graces I, God, shall give you, Louisa. Because this is not about making you a saint. It's about saving the human generations, bringing back the human generations to what God wanted from the beginning. This is about rescuing the divine will for which everything must return to back to the beginning, to the origin from which everything came, so that the purpose of my divine will may have its complete fulfillment. Everything's going to work. Everything's going to happen. And now it begins. It really begins, and it begins in each and every one of us. Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. Watch what God is going to do. Volume 17, 5:10, 1925. Louisa, your little act's done, and our divine will brings us the joys of the whole creation. And it seems that everything smiles at us, and all created things make feast. And in seeing that you, Louisa, descend from our throne, this is what's coming, with not even the slightest attention to your human will. See, it's when you do your prevening act in the morning, the last thing you should say is, I only want that of heaven, nothing of earth. I want only that what you want. You want heaven to reign in earth is the bus station. Earth is the train station. Earth is the airport. We're waiting to, again, return to what God has planned. And while we're here, Jesus is saying, I'm going to give you the way and the how it's going to happen. That's the book of heaven. And seeing you descend from our throne with not even the slightest attention to your human will, that's what's happening with us. That is as though lost within our most holy divine will, in seeing you, Louisa, go back to earth, taking our divine will is an infinite joy for us, triune God. This is why I say to you, be attentive upon our divine will, because there is much to do in the divine will. This is eternal. The more you do, the greater the feast you make for us, triune God, and our divine will shall pour out in torrents inside and outside of you, Louisa, to all the world. Volume 18, 10, 1, 1925. Now, Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will, by living in the center of my holy humanity, takes all the fruits of everything I, Jesus, did and suffered, and enters the order of creation. It's to be one with Jesus, one with Mary. And my divine will fulfills in Louisa the full purpose for which she was created. She is born of original sin to be like the Blessed Mother, to be like Jesus, the new Adam and the new Eve. Others then, who do not live in my divine will, now can find the means to be saved, but do not enjoy all the fruits of creation and redemption. So he says, yes, you can be saved, but I want more. He says, why did I rise from the dead? He said, I rose from the dead so that humanity can rise from their human misery to live in the glorified state. That's what's coming. To begin to live heaven before you die, to rise from the dead before you die. So he says very, very clearly, others then do not live in my divine will, find the means to be saved, but do not enjoy it, all the fruits of creation and redemption. The soul who does my divine will and lives in my divine will maintains the whole bonds of creation that exist between God and man, the bonds of redemption, the bonds between the sanctifier and the ones who are being sanctified. That's us. See, sanctification is now here, and it's just the beginning. We're on page one, if you want to say, of this infinite book of learning how to be sanctified. This is why Pope St. John Paul said we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. Now, while he was saying this, I saw as though many threads of light bound to my heart, and some of them were bound to all the created things, and other threads of light were coming out of all that Jesus had done and suffered, others from the sacraments. May everything be for the glory of God. See, this is hidden. This is secret. It's like Bethlehem. They knew Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. But they didn't even go. They didn't even go. It was just the shepherds and the wise men. May everything be for the glory of God and for the good of my soul and of all souls. Amen. Volume 18, 130, 1926. My daughter, have patience. Remember, the destiny of the world weighs upon you, Louisa. Ah, you do not know what it means to be in this state of pain together with me. So now Jesus is showing us the suffering that she went through, but also giving hints of our suffering, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional suffering that we're all going through. By means of in this state of pain together with me, even for a half an hour or for 5 minutes, it is my real life that is repeated upon earth. So Jesus and Mary are the ones who suffer the most. When you go through suffering, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional suffering, Jesus says, this is my real life. And I'm sharing with you my real life. And it is the divine life that suffers, the divine life that prays, the divine life that repairs in you and transmutes my very will into you, Louisa, so that it may operate in you, Louisa, as it operated in my own holy humanity and my mother's humanity. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. The saints didn't have this. The saints suffered martyrdoms, but it was done in a human will. It was done in doing the will of God. But to live in the will of God, Louisa's the first to have this life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Volume 18, 2-7, 1926. Oh, how my divine will reigning in the soul of Louisa elevates her above everything and loving with the love of a God. And she can love all things with God's very love and is constituted a possessor and queen of all creation. Like mother, like daughter, like mother, mother, like daughter. This is what's coming. My daughter, it is in this happy state that I created Adam. My divine will was to make up for all that was lacking in Adam, to elevate Adam to the likeness of his God. And this is precisely my aim upon you, Louisa, to make you return back to the origin as we created Adam. Do you see what God's doing? He did not give this to the saints. The saints were learned how to do the will of God, how to become saintly, holy, and good. This is more than that. This is about sharing in divinity. Volume 19, 523, 26. So the whole of heaven, the celestial mother, mama, the angels, the saints are all turned toward you, Louisa, for the triumph of my divine will. So everybody knows in heaven is looking at Louisa. They know the destiny of the world, where it's centered. Because their glory in heaven shall not be completed if my divine will does not have its complete triumph on earth. So they're looking at Louisa saying, go get this thing done. And we're doing the same thing. Louisa, we'll work with you, Louisa. We want what Jesus and Mary want. We want what the Heavenly Fathers want. We want what the Holy Spirit wants to give to the world. We want this. Let it be done as you say. The total docility is necessary. Volume 19, 7-11, 1926. Now, Louisa, my daughter, just as it was necessary to make known to creatures who he, Jesus, is, and she, Mary, were, of how much it cost them, Jesus and Mary, to form the kingdom of redemption, so it is necessary to make known she, Louisa, whom my paternal goodness has chosen. First, to form the kingdom of the supreme fiat within Louisa, and then to give rise to its transmission to all those who want it. It's ours if we wish. So he says, okay, I want to see how much you are like Louisa. Are you worried? Can't be there. Are you fearful? Can't be there. If you're not peaceful, can't be there, Jesus says. You have to be peaceful, joyful, and happy, Jesus says to Louisa. And Louisa learned this, and we're learning this. And just as it was for redemption that I formed between me and my celestial mother first, and then became known to humanity, so it shall be for the supreme fiat. Therefore, it is necessary to make known how much this kingdom of my divine will cost me, that I had sacrificed the littlest of all creatures. So he says to Louisa, I asked you if you would go through the sacrifice, and you said yes. I had to sacrifice the littlest of all creatures, born of original sin. That's Louisa. So that man again might once enter into the kingdom that he has lost, and keeping her, Louisa, nailed to a bed for 40 years and more, without enjoying air, without enjoying the fullness of the light of the sun that everyone else enjoys. She was in her first 40 years was in at the Louisa Picaretta Association upstairs on the second floor. Her window was facing north. She never saw the sun for 40 years. It was the reflection of the light on the building across the street. But she, no sun, no air. I mean, if you've ever been there, if you've ever been there when it's hot, it is hot. So volume 19, 7, 14, 1920 says, I looked at the rounds of the centuries, waiting for you, Louisa, my little newborn in the kingdom of my divine will, placing around Louisa all the goods of redemption for the safety of the kingdom of my divine will. And more than a suffering mother who was agonizing for so long, I, God, entrust to you, Louisa, this birth for myself and my mother and the destiny of this, my kingdom to humanity. He says, I've waited centuries for you, Louisa, so I could give you this gift, and then you would put it down on paper so anyone who wants it can also begin to enter into this gift. So the more that you learn about this, the more that you study, the more that you listen to the manifestations, the more that you learn the promises, learn the teachings that Jesus gave to Louisa, the more you're going to live in it. That's why reading the calendar is so much fun. Every day, Jesus is teaching us something new, something more beautiful. Volume 20, 11-2, 1926. In order for you, Louisa, to receive the good of the longed-for Redeemer, you should have done your part. But since at that time you were not born, you were not there, my mother stood in for you, Louisa. Now you, Louisa, must stand in for the Blessed Mother, for in her part, for the kingdom of my divine will. So he says, like mother, basically what Our Lady has done, he says, basically, you're going to reflect the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So now I finally have a soul. I mean, when we look at Maximilian Kolbe, what he says about the Blessed Mother, when you look at St. Bernard, what he says about the Blessed Mother, when you read the beautiful studies of Our Lady, wait till you read what Jesus says about his mother. Read the prodigies of Our Lady. That's in louisapicaretta.me. If you love Our Lady, read the prodigies of Our Lady. You're going to be so in love with God, so in love with our Blessed Mother, so in love with He, the Lord, is now sharing with us. He said, I, as Mary's son, I'm the only one that can teach you how beautiful she is, how perfect she is, how loving she is. Wait till you start reading what Jesus tells us about his mother. This isn't from a saint's understanding. This is what Jesus wants us to know. So he says, Louisa, since you've learned this, now you stand in for the Blessed Mother and in her part for the kingdom of my divine will. So the mother stood in for the daughter, and the daughter stands in for the mother. More so since the Queen of Heaven was the first daughter of my divine will. And because Our Lady always lived within our expanse, Our Lady formed her own sea of love, ocean of love, ocean of graces, ocean of adoration, oceans of light. Now, since you, Louisa, are the second daughter of my divine will, like mother, like daughter. I mean, you ever see those pictures of mother and daughter? Who's the mother? Who's the daughter? This is what we're seeing here. What is hers is yours. What? Because your mama keeps you as a birth from herself. And she enjoys that her daughter be inside her own ocean of, like he says, of graces, of love, of light, of adoration, in order to impetrate, to beg God for the longed for kingdom of the supreme fiat on earth. Jesus and Mary did their part, brought redemption. Now sanctification has to come from a human born of original sin. And that's Louisa. What God is now giving to humanity so that we, Jesus said, if my mother had done this, everyone would say, I'm not the mother of God. It's impossible for me to possess this. So he says, I chose you, Louisa, true son, true daughter of Jesus, true daughter of Mary, giving you, Louisa, this gift so that humanity can realize that they also can possess this gift, this image and likeness of God that I breathed into Adam. So again, this is so, so beautiful. Volume 20, 12, 22, 19, 26. Such are the signs that one belongs to the celestial family, to have the same purpose as Jesus and Mary. This is the sign of the celestial family, to have the same purpose of Jesus and Mary, to want my same divine will as Jesus and Mary, to dwell in the divine will as in one's own home, to dwell, to have heaven as our own home as well. And that's why I said the last thing you should pray in your prevenient act is, I want no more of earth. I want only that of heaven. God goes, good, because that's what's coming. This third purification that's coming, this fire from heaven, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that's coming upon earth, the power of the Holy Spirit through this little newborn is going to come upon earth. And we, God, are going to receive this. To this creature is recognized in clear notes and from all sides with reason, with justice, and by right as a daughter who belongs to us, as one from our family who has not decayed from her origin, image and likeness of God, Adam, who preserved within herself the image, the manners, the bearings, the life of her father and of the one who created her. So Louisa, you are the one from my family, Louisa. And the more you make my divine will known, the more you are distinguished before heaven and earth as a daughter who belongs to us. That's what's coming. The great event hasn't occurred yet. It's coming. Wait till you see it. Volume 20, 130, 1927. When I, God, called you, Louisa, to the state of victim, I asked you, Louisa, to voluntarily accept this. And you would accept it. And you, with full will, accepted to pronounce the fiat. Louisa, the one who must form a good, a kingdom, must do one thing. You must suffer. You must prepare the necessary things and conquer God in order to obtain it. What does that mean? You fulfill your cross. You fulfill your crucifixion. The kingdom of the supreme fiat shall come out of a crucified heart. Who's the heart? Jesus. Who's the heart? Mary. The Sacred Heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Who possesses that? Little Louisa. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn of the divine will. She was in a bed. He said, Jesus, I nail you to the bed. He said 40 years then, 70 years altogether. You were nailed to a bed. As my divine will crucifies yours and shall issue its kingdom and happiness for the children of its kingdom, this is why from the time I, God, called you to the state of victim, I always spoke to you about crucifixion. Jesus says to Louisa, I crucify you every day. And we've mentioned this before, but Aunt Rosaria, this is Father Bucci's aunt, who took care of Louisa for 40 years. She would come into the room sometimes and her whole bed would be covered with blood. The whole floor would be covered with blood. And she'd run out, grab all the towels, if you've been there, right in the next room, and run back in to mop up the blood. And when she returned, there was no blood. And our Louisa said to Jesus, I will be crucified if you let nobody know about this. But God, in his wisdom, let Aunt Rosaria know about it and talk about it. She witnessed every day that Jesus would crucify this little newborn. Crucifying yours. Sorry. The kingdom of the supreme fiat shall come out of a crucified heart as my divine will. Crucifying yours shall issue its kingdom and its happiness for us, the children of the kingdom. This is why from the time I called you, Louisa, to the state of victim, I always spoke to you about crucifixion. The complete continuous crucifixion of my divine will in your whole being was needed. And this was precisely what I intended to speak to you about, that your human will would undergo continuous crucifixion of mine in order to issue the kingdom of the supreme fiat. This is where it came from. And we're going to discover, Louisa, what she went through. Just as my holy humanity was formed in the most pure blood of the crucified heart of the sovereign queen, Mary, and on the redemption was formed by my continuous crucifixion on Calvary, I placed the seal of the cross on the kingdom of the redeemed ones. In the same way, the kingdom of the supreme fiat shall come out of the crucified heart, Louisa. Somebody said to me yesterday, what was Louisa's heart like? Here it is. Jesus describes a spear from earth to heaven through her heart and a bolt of lightning from heaven to earth, a crucified heart. As my divine will crucifies yours, Louisa, it shall issue its kingdom and its happiness for the children of its kingdom. Shall issue its kingdom and happiness through yours, your crucified heart, Louisa, for us, the children of its kingdom. This is what God is offering to us. He's really offering this to us. 5:20, 2:13, 19:27. Our primary purpose in creation was that as we release from us this supreme will, that being bilocated, this is the gift that God gives to us, the bilocation. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's what Jesus wants to bring us to. Being bilocated in all creation, extended everywhere, in the heavens, in the sun, in the sea, in the flowers, in the plants, even in the earth, in each being come out of our creative hand, constituting itself the life of everything. This is the divine will. In order to form its life in each soul. And bilocating itself in each human. That it might make as many lives, many of its lives and kingdoms to dominate for as many creatures as would come out to the light. Everyone that is born, Jesus says, I've got plans for them. And it's what? It's to form its life in each soul, to bilocate itself in each soul, that God may have many lives of its kingdom to dominate. Image and likeness. This is why he created Adam. Adam lost it. 4,000 years, Jesus and Mary come to earth to redeem, or that he co-redeemed with Christ. And now 2,000 years later, now sanctification. Now to form its life in each one of us, to bilocate in each one of us, to have many lives and kingdoms to dominate in each one of us for as many creatures as would come out to the light. That's what is happening right now. And God is offering this to us. It's an amazing time to be alive. It's an amazing time to be alive. And what the Lord is asking is, can you give your fiat? And if we say yes, he goes, learn from a Louisa what I want you to do. I mean, if you're a Franciscan, you study the rules of Francis, you dress the way Francis dressed, you follow his words, what he says. To live in the divine will is to follow Jesus and Mary. To live in the divine will is to learn from Louisa how and why the kingdom is coming from Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, to live this abundant life. So we'll end there and we'll be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.